2 Corinthians chapter 7. Since we have such promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from all defilement of body and spirit, and complete the work of sanctification in the fear of God. Welcome us in your hearts. Welcome us in your hearts. We have injured no one. We have harmed no one. We have cheated no one. I do not say this to condemn you. I have just said that you are in our heart, so that together we live, together we die. I have great confidence in you, and I am indeed proud of you. I feel very much encouraged, and my joy overflows in spite of all this bitterness. Know that when I came to Macedonia, I had no rest at all, but I was afflicted with all kinds of difficulties, conflict outside and fear within. But God, who encourages the humble, gave me comfort with the arrival of Titus, not only because of his arrival, but also because you had received him very well. He told me about your deep affection for me. You were affected by what happened. You worried about me, and this made me rejoice all the more. If my letter caused you pain, I do not regret it. Perhaps I did regret it, for I saw that the letter caused you sadness for a moment. But now I rejoice, not because of your sadness, but because this sadness brought you to repentance. This was a sadness from God, so that no evil came to you because of me. Sadness from God brings firm repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret, but worldly grief produces death. See what this sadness from God has produced in you. What concern for me, what apologies, what indignation and fear, what a longing to see me, to make amends and do me justice. You have fully proved that you were innocent in this matter. In reality, I wrote to you not on account of the offender or of the offended, but that you may be conscious of the concern you have for me before God. I was encouraged by this. In addition to this consolation of mine, I rejoice especially to see Titus very pleased with the way you all reassured him. I had no cause to regret my praise of you to him. You know that I am always sincere with you. Likewise, my praise of you to Titus has been justified. He now feels much more affection for you as he remembers the obedience of all and the respect and humility with which you received him. Really, I rejoice, for I can be truly proud of you.